Città di Tebe, the city of Thebes. Opposite Carla Accardi's panels, you'll see a sculpture by Consagra, an artist who was born in Mazara and was involved in the reconstruction of Gibellina. The series of white metal panels represent the city of Thebes and were used as scenery in the staging of Oedipus the King in the ruins of old Gibellina in 1988. Consistently with the principles espoused by the Forma Uno group, of which Consagra was also a member, it can be seen how the sculpture's rhythm is created by its forms and interlocking shapes. You should look at the 16 panels from the centre of the square to be able to assess the overall effect of the work. You should then take time to look at them more closely, walking between the two lines. In the same way as other sculptures and buildings that we will meet later in the tour, these panels represent an embodiment of Consagra's lifetime project in search of the utopian frontal town. He wished to give the observer absolute centrality, minimizing depth in favor of an aesthetic view of the surfaces which he or she is presented with. In this way, sculpture, in line with the minimalist principles of Forma Uno, thus tends towards structure alone. Memorial to Salvo d'Acquisto. Behind Consagra's Città di Tebe, and slightly hidden to one side of a flowerbed, you'll find a work by Carlo La Monica dedicated to Salvo d'Acquisto, a heroic member of the Carabinieri Police who died in 1943. He was responsible for a direct assault on the German SS to save a number of his companions taken, like him, as hostages. This plain marble sculpture, with a partly unfinished and partly polished surface, has the shape of a block. Surrounded by a series of sculpted bas-relief grooves, it's surmounted by a decoration shaped like the peaked cap of military uniform, a clear reference to the Carabinieri.